So shout out to my coworker and friend April, who like heard me talking and was like, I'm going to be a part of this discussion. And so I like really plan to have like a dialogue with myself about the way that people dress their children for the first day of school. And she heard me. And so check this out. Me and Ms. April talking about school. First of all, I think it's fantastic, but I also think it's funny that like people are so like, what is it about me? Like, what do I say that makes people so fascinated with what kind of child I would have? I think like, I just want to say that I think I would probably relax all of my rules and thoughts and feelings around child rearing if I had my own little Dominique Jr., because I think the rules would be to an extent suspended. But anyway, check out this segment with my coworker, April. Thank you, April, for being a guest on my podcast. You can kind of not hear because she's kind of not on the podcast. You have your friends like who like are like, I don't want to be on the podcast. Rah, 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 rah. But where's my mic? That's going to be April. Like, it's going to take like an hour to, maybe that hour, because she has to be mischaracterized. So let me, everything's literal. She says that often. It takes her a while to get adjusted to the idea that she might be on the podcast. So this is like a really special treat because it was unplanned and she just like jumped in there. Here it goes. Y'all getting real tacky with these back to school pictures with y'all's kids. And like, first of all, these days and times have changed because it looks like the kids have on like the same clothes from last year. I mean, I know when we were little, like we got all new clothes and like the first day of school, you wore your best outfit. And I feel like maybe that's not a thing anymore. But I guess my generation are the ones that are dressing their kids. Y'all not dressing y'all kids like I used to.
That's just among the things that I'm interested to see about in terms of your parenting.
Oh, I'm definitely like recording a podcast. But what questions do you have about my parenting?
Right now in this moment, specifically dressing your kids, their presentation out in the world, how highly that matters.
I feel like I'm gonna revert because I have this perspective on cleanliness of children because my parents were very much like, wipe your mouth, like, you know, like on a regular basis, like, fix your face. Like, I mean, so there was a lot of that. And then also growing up as a church kid, like there was a lot of like, tuck your shirt in. Like, I mean, and so I think what might be different from like growing up as just like a regular kid and growing up as a church kid is that you don't have like a weirdness around dressing up. And so like, I see a lot of little kids like, oh, I would wear a bow tie. I would imagine that I don't know what I would do if I had a girl. But a little boy's definitely gonna be dressed. I'm not sure if I'm like the Jordan kind of parent, quite.
Or like the, like, he looks like a little grandpa.
I'm not certain what to make of that, but
he's wearing tweeds
for. Right, I can see that. I don't like when like they're dressed up like adults. Like, so I mean, because there's a lot of kid stuff, like you know, a lot of little t-shirts and stuff, you know, that you can put on. I don't know though, but because I'm also weird about like 6-month-old babies like in tuxedos. This is just like they're gonna just put something on that can be easily taken off to change a diaper. And I wouldn't want to spend like a whole hour like, I mean, to me, cleanliness is a better thing. Like when I see kids with food all over their face, I'm just like, where are your grandmas?
It bothers me to no end to see my nephews like dirty and disheveled. I know that it's not because my sister doesn't care. I know it's because they can be clean, hair combed, good to go, and literally within minutes of being outside.
See, I just have
a whole new thing. So it's a function of how they conduct themselves, but it still bothers me to know it. And then so it's like, okay, well, I want to raise a child that's adventurous, energetic, into things, doesn't mind dirt, but I also just like don't want them to be out in the world with dirty fingernails. I don't know how to balance that.
Well, and I think that like, so, and I don't know if this impacted me, but we weren't allowed to just be laying on the floor and like, at Six Flags, and this little girl, like, this little woman in front of us, they were African American. She was holding one little girl, the other little girl. Now, these kids are immaculately dressed. They had, what are those little braids called? What's that called?
Faux locks.
I'm putting her in, what does she have? Don't say her name.
Passion
Twist. I'm gonna say this little girl had Passion Twist, both of them. I'm gonna put one of them at 3 and one of them at 6. The 6-year-old was eating those little ice creams. They're like little circles, like little pebbles that turn ice cream after they get in your mouth. And the little girl walked up to her mom and she was like, can I sit on the floor and eat my ice cream? There was like nowhere to sit, like in anywhere. And the mom was like, no. And I disagree with that because I see people doing stuff like as adults that I wasn't allowed to do as a kid, and so I won't do now. Like, I'm not gonna kneel in a picture. Or like, there's something to be said about like posing in a picture like you're in a prison. But my generation, like, or my parents' generation, like they took the big pictures with the wicker chairs and and so they knew how to take a picture. Like, you took a picture a certain way.
Right.
And you didn't take a picture, like, just, they didn't do no action shots because they didn't have cameras like that.
Right.
Like, it was the photographer and them in the big wicker chair, and their legs were going to be crossed no matter how hood they were. They were going to look a certain way. And so they had that expectation.
Even people that were hood, like, if you look at old school gangsters, it's still the, like,
pumped and primed, right.
You can tell they're OG, but it's still.
And you know what, though? That's the thing is like, it really, people from the hood, quote unquote, like, care more about their clothes than, like, other people, because I was shocked, like, to learn that people didn't crease their pants. Like, I thought everybody, like, ironed their clothes. Like, my grandma had, like, the blue starch.
When we were in my stepdad's household, we starched
everything
and ironed. It would be laundry day. Mm-hmm. Laundry would be over, but then we would pull out that ironing board and we'd be starching and ironing.
People don't do that. They be putting clothes in the dryer, like when it's time to put them on.
That's what I do. I surely do that now.
You do that?
I surely do. Wow. If even, I don't look too close because this one didn't even hit the dryer. So.
I literally there's a whole. I have a lot of clothes that I haven't even, like, I don't even think about wearing because I haven't ironed them. Like, now I'm bad, though, because, like, if I don't feel like ironing, like, that, to me, that, oh, this is in the dry cleaning. There's some stuff in the dry cleaning pile that I probably could just iron myself. Like, you know, today I'm iron free because I definitely did the whole throw it in the dryer wet and watch God. But like, when I'm really, like, intentional about my clothes, they're going to be something that's ironed.
Okay, so but then going back to the little girl who wanted to sit on the floor and eat her ice cream. At a theme park, in line for a ride, I get that.
I don't.
You're not going to sit on the floor.
Right.
I get that. But let's just say you're in the church fellowship hall.
Mm-mm.
Or whatever.
Church clothes are nasty, so definitely not.
I know, but I as an adult, me myself, would sit on the floor. I'm not above that. I've done it here. I would do it.
I have sat on the floor here, like, just
that's not out of the realm of just of me being comfortable sitting on.
But if I was with a child, I wouldn't, like, I see my nephews doing stuff that I just definitely would not do. But like, their fathers are raising them to just see the world a little bit differently.
Right.
I was allergic to grass, so I didn't roll in grass. I didn't really like being outside.
Right.
I didn't like, so there's a whole bunch of
that you were clean and pressed and ready.
And still, but, I didn't meet the standards of my mom. I still didn't meet the standards of my mom when it comes to cleanliness. She'd be like, get that, wash your face. Fix it. It's like, even today, she's like, get that off your face. It's like, I am grown. Like, I'm sorry. But don't tell her to get that off her face. Sorry, mom. Okay, it's not about you. Okay.
I guess the thing is, I have to be really on top of the transition.
Yeah.
When it's time to play, you can play hard and you have play clothes.
We had to change clothes after school every day.
That's gonna be the thing. My sister's not firm on that.
We had school clothes and we had, now your school clothes could transition to after school clothes on us. The other thing that we had to do, that I know kids don't do, because I've been seeing y'all's new parent pictures and your first day pictures and stuff. We had to wear the same pants twice.
Before you washed them. Oh, we did that.
But let me tell you.
And hang them back up.
And hang them back. You had to hang up your clothes after school.
Right.
And then, like, and as you got older, you didn't necessarily have to wear the pants 2 days in a row, but you had to wear them pants, like, two times before you washed them, for sure.
Same with church dresses.
Yeah, really?
Because we would dress up for church, immediately get home and change, and hang the dress back up.
Mm-hmm.
And then wear it, and then wash it. I don't think my mom did. We weren't instructed for it. But we did have some cute little bags.
Listen, the crazy thing is on Sundays, we would have to take our church clothes off and hang them up.
Mm-hmm.
Then, because we're collegiate, we'd have to go back to Sunday night service in the same outfit that we had hung up. Like, can we just, so a part of what I used to love being able to go to other people's house after church or go anywhere after church, because that meant this whole, like, changing clothes to eat dinner, to put the clothes back on. Like, we done got out of church at 2 o'clock.
Right.
We got to go back to YPWW at 6.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's 4 hours of, like, wasting another outfit. And we had to have pajamas.
Right.
There wasn't no, like, I'm just going to sleep in some basketball shorts.
Right.
I don't know what these kids are doing.
That's what I'm curious to see about your parenting and how that.
That's going to show up. I'm almost sure.
Especially if you have, like, kids that want to be into stuff.
Yeah, they want to be into stuff.
But that's the thing, there's a productive way to create.
And let's be honest, in this day and time, like, it's not like it was 10 or 15 or 20 years ago. Like, you really do have to, like, create formal opportunities for kids that like stuff like that to do.
Right.
Like, get them enrolled in some after school programs, like, have them play a sport. Because houses are so close. Who got a yard?
Well, to a certain extent, but a kid that's going to do that is going to do that. Yeah. You can have them out here, you're walking to the bank. How did you climb a tree on the way walking to the bank? The kid that's going to do that is going to do that.
Right, right. And I grew up in Washington where there was a lot more green and a lot more, like, stuff that you could get into in between places.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, you had to pass parks to get to places.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you, so you walked places and you, and empty fields and, and blackberry bushes and, like, just apple trees. Like, I mean, just stuff that you could get into before you get. So that's when you got that, like, and you better not get dirty. That was an everyday admonition.
Right.
Like, and
right.
you better not get into nothing to get dirty.
Right.
And that had to, that shaped even how you walk to the bus stop.
Right.
Right. You wasn't kicking cans and like I would see my mom wiping down my shoes at the end of the day. Like, my maternal grandmother.
Rainy, so that's a whole different.
Don't come for Seattle.
That's a whole different.
Don't come for Seattle.
That's a whole different.
Yeah, no, it is. And weather, like, adds a whole different, like, dynamic to, like, the care and concern for clothes. And a lot of it was like, I ain't finna buy you a new clothes, so preserve the ones that you have. And so we learned how to preserve our clothes. I was so funny because one of my friends was telling me about, as her son gets older, he transitions, like, he's very concerned about the cleanliness of his shoes.
Yeah.
And, like, I want to just take a moment to encourage, especially if, like, you're a single parent, like maybe a mom and you have boys, like, when you allow that child to, like, take care of their shoes, like, get them stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I had my own set of toothbrushes.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what I was going to do to take care of my stuff, my parents didn't care because they knew that that's a better use of time. And if you buy it, like, you will respect it. I see folks, and I'm guilty of this too, because you know, you go buy a new pair of Jordans, and then like some new ones will come out, and so your old Jordans you wear to work, mm-hmm. right? Because you didn't need to like, I mean, you want to be. I worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken and KFC, and so my red. I wonder what number those were. Anyway, that was important to me, but I definitely like wiped my shoes down at the end of the day with my tall tee and my Dickies. You don't believe that? I was tall, so it wasn't like a regular tee.
Them tall tees had people looking like they were wearing dresses.
You couldn't tell me I wasn't cool in middle school too. Remember that everybody used to wear them sweatsuits, like the sweatsuits and the top and the bottom matched?
Yeah, Brittany and I were just talking about this.
Really?
Yeah, because that's what she had to wear because that's what her mom got for her.
They used to be like $5 for the whole set to at Sears.
Yeah.
But they lasted for a long time though, and then they turned into pajamas. when you got a new set. Praise the Lord, saints. Anyway. Amen. I had to get that off my chest with regard to the whole kid thing, but I guess the world has changed. Also, I think what makes a difference too is living in California, like it's still summer. And so like when you're buying school clothes, I would imagine you ain't getting your real school clothes. Right, your school clothes are gonna come in October. You right now you're gonna wear your brand new summer clothes that I just bought you, because the ones from last year don't fit. I do wonder if I would be the guy that like bought the clothes like three sizes bigger so they can grow into them. My God, today. Well, I mean.
Definitely a size or a half size bigger.
If you are dressing your children and you are preparing for the, I told you that. God bless you. If you're dressing your children and you're preparing for the school year, I mean, what do you think? I don't know. A part of this is like the podcast. I mean, I don't know. Because I don't have no kids. I just know what I'm seeing out there. And some of y'all's kids ain't dressed cute. And that matters. That's rude to say. This is a personal opinion, not to be internalized or held by anybody at my church, or I'm not talking about none of y'all's kids, I'm just talking about kids in general. That's how I am. Amen.